How often do we need to be concerned about being on duty to guard our thought, our consciousness, so that evil does not enter therein? One word. Always. We do not know when evil may try to put forth a suggestion. But as we make progress along the line of infinite progression, shooting for concrete being, we can be assured of one thing, that there will be evil suggestions along the way. Are we prepared? We cannot let our door of our consciousness be unguarded for a single moment. It is much easier to prevent evil from entering our consciousness than it is to root it out once it is in there. Evil is very deceptive. We may not be able to recognize it very easily because it tries to mock truth on every thought, speech, and action that it's involved in. And the so-called human brain does not accept fault. It's got an ego problem all the time. So if we find fault, it's going to say, no, you're lying. Everything is fine. Just go on about your business. Well, our business is keeping our consciousness clear and clean and effective. They used to have the phrase lean and mean. God is omnipresent and God is omniactive. So love is always on duty. Love is the protection. That's the mothering characteristic of God. So it's always on duty. But we have to do our part if we want to benefit from love being on duty. We have to do our best to strive to always be in the spiritual mode, not matter or mortal mind, but spirit. The consciousness of spirit must be our primary focus in everything we think, say, and do. It is like the requirement for life. And it is. Because the only real life is a spiritual life. And we cannot have the benefit of that if we are thinking, talking, or acting on a material plane in any way whatsoever, then we're outside of love. Because love is of the substance of spirit. Sensual love is not love. That is hating God. That is hating spirit. That is hating purity. That is hating the golden rule from a spiritual viewpoint. We need to get with the program of spirit, or we will never make progress in spiritual advancement. Matter, mortal mind, hate, resentment, anything at all that is ungodlike must be discovered, rooted out, and destroyed. Because love cannot survive if it is surrounded by individual thoughts of its opposite. It has to be nurtured. We have to be cultivating love in everything we think, say, and do. We can't be cultivating its opposite and expect it to survive. It must be fertilized. We have to be exercising, practicing, sharing, giving. If we're not giving, we're not loving. We did a treatment on loving just in the last day or two. We indicated that the Bible says tithing means a tenth part, but that's for a C student. If you want to be a B student, you better be looking at 20%. If you want to be an A student, you better be looking at 30%. As a matter of fact, you should be looking at giving everything you have that is not needed for the necessities of living. Solomon gave everything. He was devoted to being fair to all of his kingdom. When the Queen of Sheba went to visit Solomon, she said, "I heard about all of the great things, but I had to come and see." And she said, "I find that there's more than just your wealth, but everybody that is working with you are happy." "How did you do that?" You see, he treated everyone like a brother or a sister. It wasn't, "I'm the king and you are my slave." That's not the attitude Jesus had when he washed his disciples' feet. He wanted to serve his people genuinely. As a result, to this day, I don't believe anyone could be considered as wealthy as he was. If we are going to be progressing in our path of infinite progression, striving for concrete being, then we have to live the life of love. We have to live the golden rule. We have to protect our thought every moment to make sure that we are doing that. It doesn't matter what activity we are involved in. We have to be exercising the golden rule all the time. And if we do that, we will be experiencing an advancement in our spiritual progress consistently. We can't personalize anything because God is no respecter of persons, and we are His image and likeness. So we have to reflect His qualities. Fully, absolutely, fully. we're very lucky to be able to be on planet Earth during this period of time, because instead of just reading in a book, we can see how evil is operating. And of course, evil is hatred, and that's the opposite of love. So therefore, if we understand how evil operates, all we have to do is flip it. And we then understand how love operates. So that we make sure that we're cultivating the love all the time, every moment. I am totally grateful for all the Bible characters that I've gained inspiration from, Mary Baker Eddy and the other advanced students of Mary Baker Eddy, that I've gained a better understanding of Mary Baker Eddy. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be a student of Mary Baker Eddy's writings and her works and her system of divine metaphysics. We all need to be treating our thought just like this. Mary Baker Eddy says she stopped a dozen times a day. This treatment is 11 minutes long, 12 minutes. Are we willing to take 12 minutes a dozen times a day to make sure our thought is on the right path? If we do, we will see an accelerated advancement in our spiritual understanding. And you should record everything you say in your treatments. Play them back. Listen to them. You will probably find that there are thoughts that come out of your mouth that you don't know where they came from. Because when you tune in to what God is all about, and what man is all about as his image and likeness, you're making a connection with the infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme mind. So, there's no limit. God is always working. He's always putting out the ideas. All we have to do is listen and reflect them. I'm so grateful for everyone that I've learned from, the inspiration I've received from my study and recording what I study, playing it back, listening to it, learning from it. And then when you finish with the textbook the first time, go back and do it again. And do it for the rest of your life. Each time recording everything, the original as well as your thoughts. Rewrite the book. Make it your own. You are unique. Make it unique for your line of thinking. Just make sure you're keeping in line with what the original text says. And each time you study the textbook, you will get closer and closer and closer to God, to the truth. Any problem you have, you will even forget about them. They'll just drop off. Nothing can dilute, deflect, stop, or reverse the truth in this treatment, because God protects it with his shield of love. It is impervious to an erroneous influence of any kind whatsoever. God is love, and I reflect that love, and everyone that comes to my thought has that same protection of love. Amen.